I'm Zach East. It's the Tuesday edition now of Music News, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Fans who were angry about Scooter Braun buying Taylor Swift's song catalog last year are going to be even angrier now that she's flipped the rights, or I should say he has flipped the rights, for an even bigger payday. Variety reports that Scooter, who paid $300 million for the master tapes of Taylor's work, just sold his stake to an unnamed investment fund for what's described as a sizable profit. It's unclear just how much that new owner can earn from Taylor's old recordings, since she's declared her intent to re-record most of her albums, making sure that her new versions and not the ones previously owned by her former label are the ones used in advertisements, TV shows, movies, games, and other uses. At the time of the original sale, Taylor Swift called Braun a bully and said he was the definition of toxic male privilege in our industry. Braun is famous for managing Justin Bieber since his beginning as a teenage heartthrob. Kelly Clarkson had to put the brakes on her talk show last week after her staff was hit by a number of positive COVID tests. Deadline.com reports that the star's production company had been doing regular tests as required by the state of California and turned up several positives, although Kelly herself tested negative. Taping was tentatively starting up this week, but as of Sunday, no official decision had been made. Kel's not the only one facing the pandemic dilemma. Several shows, including Real Housewives of Atlanta and Chicago Fire, have had to shut down production due to staffers falling ill. And Ed Sheeran seems to have found a way to turn a positive into a negative by making his country estate less valuable with some of those expensive additions he made. According to Britain's Sun, local real estate experts say that Ed might have cut the value of his rural property by nearly $1.5 million when he tacked on a slew of fancy extras that nobody else would want. Agent Paul Gibbons of House Buyers for You says an estate is so unique to Ed's taste, it could actually have a negative impact on the sale price, and the cost of reverting the features could be hefty. Ed's add-ons, some of which angered his neighbors, include an actual pub, a giant treehouse, a prayer room, an underground music room, a wildlife pond, and tunnels connecting everything together. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show.